Seeing. What. How. How far. How wide. How astutely. If seeing is our access to everything, then seeing is our most important skill. It is actually a metaskill. A metaskill is a permanent part of you that enables you to achieve things. Metaskills get more and more important as the new kind of work. The future of work. And life. But, unfortunately, when I look, according to my measures, it is our ability to see is the ability most taken for granted. We, at any moment, feel that we see everything. Except that even the best of us only see some of what there is to see, and the average sees about 3% of what would make them happy, healthy, loved, and prosperous. 3% while they think they see it all. We need to learn to see. What? Yeah. So in this article I'll attempt to list all the ways seeing or not seeing makes a difference for your life. Seeing and labeling, seeing and interpreting our eyes exactly at the same time. This is why so many of us can't see what we see, we can only see what we've said about what our visual perception organ said about it. If you want to compare people, and really know what the difference between them, instead of looking only at their performance, results, happiness, etc., you'd be better at looking at what they see, how they see it, how far they see, how wide they see, and how astutely they interpret them. Why? Because you can learn to see more, better, farther, wider, and more astutely, while you don't have much power, directly, over your results. Your attitudes come directly from what you see. Directly. And even though you and another dude see, supposedly the same thing, his behavior is going to be different, his results are going to be different, based on one single thing, what they see and what they say about it. Most of my students have a base way to look at the world. They evaluate what they see by what they wanted to see. And what they see is not what they wanted to see 90% of the time. So they see what they see through a very binary filter. And can't see any shade, anything in between, any opportunity, any beauty, any good thing in it. Because of that filter. When they allow that filter to become more malleable, allow some gray coming through it, their lives become a whole lot more manageable, and they start seeing more opportunities for being. So when we look at the title of this article and ask the same question, the way most people on the planet look at the world is black and white, good or bad, right and wrong. We call this the valley of the shadow of death level. Or the horizontal plane. We see only things we either want or don't want. Neutral things remain invisible. Unimportant. Our attitude, our mood, regarding what we see enters through the filter of this is it or this isn't it. Right or wrong. What we wanted or we don't want this. Emotionally we swing wildly between euphoria and despair. We don't see beyond the immediate. Where it goes, what may be beyond it is not visible. Other than the summary destinations, happy/unhappy, successful/failure, smart/stupid, special/nothing. What we see covers our whole cone of vision. So if it is good, we are happy. And if it is bad, we are devastated. What we see is not just something among thousands of things, that it would be if we saw wider. And because we live in a tiny box, never actually enlarging our world, our assessment of what is see is the opposite of astute. Dull, boring, or black and white. One of the tools I use is the 67 steps. It is a series of audios that traverse the whole universe of what there is to see. All measures of seeing is clearly visible from what someone actually sees, how they see it. How far they look and see. Given what is shown to them. How wide they look. Is it all about them? How astutely they see. Do they see what is shown as something to memorize? Do they see it as OMG, the world is so rich and we have so many different ways to look. It can be fun. It can be an adventure. If you want to change your life for the better. If you want to have more fun and more adventure, then the most important measure you can work on is your rigidity. Rigidity, strangely, is connected to fear. The more afraid you are, the higher your rigidity. The further apart your black and white is, like in special or nothing, successful or a loser. And, of course, the higher your fear score will be. Mine wasn't very far. So I wasn't very rigid. This is why 70% of the work gets done about your pendulum. Because without reducing the fear by introducing degrees of success and degrees of failure, for example, you remain very rigid, and won't be able to transform your life. The more you get that what you are afraid of is not real, not wrong, doesn't need to be fixed, the more flexible you become, and the more all the ways you see can become bigger and more astute. Whatever program you want to do with me, we need to begin with making your original wrong malleable to release you and your eyes from your tiny prison. You were not wrong. And they were not wrong. Unless we can make the original wrong not wrong, nothing will allow you to raise your vibration, elevate your consciousness, enlarge your world and make you be the kind of person who can love yourself and love your life. Just because you don't like something, just because you don't agree with something doesn't make that thing wrong. If you cannot see the truth in the above sentence, I cannot really help you. In the integrity workshop that is coming up, we'll look at your organizing principle for life. It is, at this point, most likely around right and wrong. You most likely live on the horizontal plane, and that is why you are not happy. Well, look what could be your starting life raft. That could be an organizing principle to replace your right/wrong one. We won't go into your originating incident. But if you embark on the full Living with Integrity course, we'll spend some time with it, so you can actually let go of your right/wrong to the degree your rigidity allows you. I learned in the 67 steps that when you have an obstacle, and I do, you can go around it, you can go above it, and you can go through it. I'm occultist. Because, of course, I don't yet know what to do, where to look to get people through this obstacle that at this point looks absolutely and completely prohibitive. One thing is certain, nothing will ever change if what we do, how we do it, how far we go, how wide we look, how astutely judge what works and what doesn't. You can read a book, you can come to a class, you can get your DNA adjusted, you can listen to the 67 steps, but unless you allow it to change what you see, how you see, etc., nothing will change. This is why I only sell the coaching, and not the program. In fact, the program is not mine. I only use it. And so will you. If you enroll in a complete overhaul program of your world, you need to commit to listen to a step every weekday. And never more than one step. You need to commit to write down what you saw, what principle you detected, and how it potentially influences what you'll do in the future, how you'll be in the future. You can only be coached if you are in action. Coaching is not teaching. It is not training. It is like spotting, making sure you are on the right track. If you do the program not so much for learning, but for seeing. Seeing a bigger world, seeing how else someone can look and see. If you are not doing to enlarge your world, and you won't take, can't take correction, I'll cancel your program. What are the benefits of doing the program? You see, today you live in a smallish box, and your world is small. Because of that, every upset, every disappointment is a big deal. And everything feels like life or death to you. In a bigger world, the same upsets, the same disappointments lose their significance, and your experience of freedom grows exponentially. The world for others is shrinking and it is getting more complicated. You can counter that and live in a world of your own design, big, wide, where upsets are a blip on your radar, and you know who you are and where you are heading. If you just want the audios, then I recommend that you go to https://yourvibe.me/no-coaching. You'll see he charges $5 a month. And uses the program as one uses cheese to catch a mouse. As bait. Why? About 200,000 people have bought the audios. But without proper guidance they all remain the same. Lol? Except maybe me. I myself found it so profoundly useful, that I went through the 67 audios one a day, for 3.5 years. The truth value of the audios is 30%, 3 times as high as a good program, but its value really lies in enlarging your world. If you are okay living in your tiny box, it is not for you. If you'd like to buy the summaries of the steps, not by me. I found it publicly displayed on the web. If you have more time than brains, more time than money, search for its 67 step summaries. What should you do if you have the audios, and don't want to spend the money on coaching? Then you should just do all the things I ask of people who want coaching, and occasionally check in with me to see if you are doing the right thing. One of my students raised her vibration by 100 points just by doing the steps. Her reports are very good, entertaining, and enjoyable. I will publish them as a blog. Because even if you are doing the 67 step coaching, you can get pointers from her reports, you can see what you missed, go back and catch it. Like with everything. Your filters, and the way you try to understand, instead of allow the audio to flow through you, over you, you catch only a small percentage of what is said. For most people this number is 10% or less. This one student catches 20% of what there is to catch, so you'll benefit from having her reports at hand. But listen first, write your report, and only then read what she wrote. The order is crucial, so don't cheat yourself. Here is the link to get the coaching program. Get the 67-step coaching program. P.S. The Life Raft Workshop, Living Life with Integrity is going to be at 2 p.m. this coming Saturday, October 7th. You can sign up to be in it here, https://survive.me/integrity-live.